In 2020, the conversation around the bar exam in New York was whether to administer it online or simply not at all as a result of the logistical challenges presented by the pandemic. As part of those conversations on the Capitol Press Room, we asked, what role does the bar exam play in our state's legal system, and what role should it play in the future? In light of a new report from the State Bar Association's Task Force on New York's Bar Exam, which recommends withdrawing from the uniform bar exam and developing a unique exam to the Empire State, we're going to continue our dialogue about the test that plagues all recent law school graduates. And to do that, we're joined by the task force's chair, former presiding judge of the Appellate Division Second Department, which includes parts of Hudson Valley, New York City, and Long Island, Alan Shankman. Welcome to the show, Alan.
Thank you. My pleasure to be here with you, David. Thank you. So, thank you for having me.
So what is the uniform bar exam, and what's the problem with it?
To put this in the historical, little historical context, for most of the past century, the 1900s, New York had its own bar exam, which was written by the State Board of Law Examiners and administered to those who wanted to be administered, who wanted to practice law in New York. In the 1980s, New York went to a split exam where one day was a national exam called the multi-state bar exam, and the other day was a New York-oriented exam. Approximately 4 years ago, New York adopted the uniform bar exam, which is entirely national exam. We have 50 states in this country. They all have different laws. While some are more consistent with each other, New York is a particularly unique state. For example, there are approximately 20 to 25 states that have a civil code for civil justice that is modeled on the federal rules of civil procedure. New York has its own civil code for access to justice called Civil Practice Law and Rules. Likewise, we have our own very unique code that covers criminal law rather than a model penal code. So what's happened over the last 4 years with the adoption of the UBE is that bar exam is testing these model rules, which may often have little applicability in New York, and is not testing the New York rule. Students, being smart people, want to study that those things that will get them a passing rate on the bar exam. Law schools, because they are increasingly rated by their bar passage rate, want to teach their students what they need to pass the bar exam. So what's happened over time is that the people where you're admitting into New York are lacking a fundamental understanding of key elements of New York law.
What was it that prompted the state to begin administering the universal bar exam back in 2015?
What happened was that there has been a growth in people who want to practice in multiple jurisdictions. So back in the old days, when I took the bar exam, if I wanted to practice in New York, I would take the New York test. If I wanted to practice in New Jersey, I would take the New Jersey test. And if I wanted to practice in California, I would take a California test. That's an awful lot of testing. So the thought was, we can make it easier on law graduates to practice in other places by having a one-test-fits-all type of approach. The problem with that is that the laws in each state don't fit all, and they vary significantly from state to state. And even laws that have similar-sounding names and similar provisions have local variations that can cause significant issues if you don't understand them. And I guess I would also say, you know, he could ask me, why do we have a bar exam at all? Why not just let people in because they went to a law school and graduated? The answer is to protect the public. The court systems and the bar admissions authorities don't have any control over law school curricula, grading, or admissions policies. So the idea behind the bar exam is to have a standard to measure that people are really qualified based on who they are, what they've learned during law school. And by saying, well, we're going to put priority on making it easier for people to get admitted in multiple jurisdictions, we've actually devalued the emphasis on public protection, which is to make sure that lawyers who are admitted to practice in New York know something about New York practice.
So if we were going to have a more relevant bar exam, who should draw it up? And would it simply just be having state-specific questions as opposed to having a much broader perspective?
Well, originally we were hoping that we could kind of go back to the past and have the split approach that we'd had in New York prior to the UBE, which is you would have, say, one day of a national exam and one day of a New York exam. And those who wanted to have the ability to transfer the scores to other jurisdictions, if they wanted to, they could take the second day of the national test on a voluntary basis. That way, people who wanted to just be admitted here would not have 3 days of testing. But if you wanted to get more coverage, you could do it that way. The National Conference of Bar Exam, which is of Bar Examiners, which is a national organization that writes this test, has recently said, however, that they're going to discontinue the UBE, and they're not going to, and their new exam is going to be 2 days, but they're not going to score the 2 days separately. They're going to have one score. As a result, it would be impossible for us to go back to the past. And therefore, our recommendation is that New York write its own test, at which we used to do, back when, for example, I was admitted.
In case you're just joining us, we're talking about updating the bar exam requirement in New York, and our guest is former Presiding Justice of the Appellate Division, Second Department, Alan Shankman, who served as chair of a State Bar Association task force examining the issue. So you stressed the importance of having a bar exam in some form, but in reality, how practical is the bar exam? For example, isn't there a lot of memorization on the test that you would never have to actually do if you were practicing law in New York?
That's a criticism that's often been heard. But there is a difference between rote memorization of peculiar rules and knowing concepts. So one of the things that we've talked about is we think it's important for New York lawyers to have a real test on New York civil procedure. Now, that would embrace, for example, understanding that there are requirements in New York, if you're going to sue the government, that you have to give advance notice of your claim. Rote memorization, to our minds, would be asking somebody, well, is it 45 days or 90 days to sue a particular state agency? But that's different from saying, to make sure that the law graduate knows that you do have to meet a notice of claim requirement. Without knowing that there's a notice of claim requirement, an attorney could entirely defeat a client's cause before they've even had a chance to assert it in court.
So which version of the test, though, is being administered now? Is it
memorization or concepts that are based on laws of hypothetical jurisdictions that don't exist? And a person could be admitted in New York without having any meaningful exposure to these various idiosyncratic New York rules. That's not a memorization issue. The answer to rote memorization is to come up with better questions, potentially have an open book exam. We've looked at having potentially research questions on the theory that what you need to be able to show is that you can look up the law. You don't necessarily have to memorize it, but you have to know where to find it. So that might be a good subject to test, but should not be based on a law of a mythical jurisdiction. It should be based, in our view, on the law of New York, because that's where people are going to be, and that's what they're going to want to apply.
You also recommended some alternatives, ways that potential attorneys could practice law in New York. Can you talk about the recommendation dealing with a concentrated study of New York law and what that might look like?
Sure. So as you pointed out with the rote memorization issue, there are weaknesses to a bar exam. And a bar exam does not always test the skills that lawyers need. So one way of potentially dealing with this is by allowing people to gain admission without a test or as a supplement to a test by an extended period of practice here. So right now we have a program called the Pro Bono Scholars Program, where students in their third year of law school can actually engage in supervised practice with various public interest agencies. We are considering expanding that to say, once you've passed your first year of law school and you have some basic grounding in the elementary principles of law, which is what the first year focuses on, you could then spend part of your time in your second and third year concentrating on practicing in New York. How better able to demonstrate one's capacity to meaningfully practice in a jurisdiction than by doing it under the supervision of trained faculty members and trained supervisors? And it has the side benefit of providing additional assistance to underserved populations.
So that would be the supervised practice pathway. What about the concentrated study pathway?
It's the same thing, which would be instead of practicing out differently, you would study New York law. We would have to encourage, you know, New York has a robust tradition of self-examination and study. And New York law is the most commonly agreed upon rule provided for in contracts internationally. How better to learn New York law than to study it in a concentrated way over the couple of years of law school, rather than studying concepts that may not have any real application to a young lawyer when they're in practice? Our studies indicate that young lawyers in their first couple of years of law school focus their practice more on state and local issues than they do on federal or national issues.
So I imagine there are future lawyers out there in New York who would probably welcome the changes you're talking about. Who's going to be the institutions or entities that are going to push back against this type of overhaul?
Well, there are some law schools that have encouraged foreign law graduates to come and fill out their classrooms. Those are people who have gone to law school in foreign countries and want to go back to those countries and don't really intend to practice here, but they want to be able to get the credential of a New York admission. The New York admission is meaningful, and a lot of people would like to have it. New York is one of the most sought-after states to gain admission. So there are going to be some law schools that don't want to study New York law, don't want to have their students study New York law, and they're going to probably push back, recognizing that, in essence, having a generic national test is something of a dumbing down of the bar exam.
Much like the decision to figure out how the test would be administering during the pandemic, would any future changes basically be left up to our chief judge in New York State?
Well, it's the Court of Appeals, not just the chief judge. Obviously, the chief judge is the leader of the Court of Appeals. But this would require determination of the entire court. One of the things that I would add is another reason to change from what the NCBE is offering is that the NCBE has made the decision to make remote administration of the exam, and by that I mean providing the exam questions solely in digital format, not in paper copy, permanent. And we're very much concerned about the impact that this would have. We're concerned about the ability of people who have cognitive issues to properly take and evaluate the test. There are also indications that people don't comprehend things as well when they read it on a computer as opposed to reading it in hard copy. And we're very, very much concerned about the test becoming a test of somebody's computer skills rather than a test of their legal knowledge.
So if you can remember back a few years, how did your bar exam experience go?
Well, it was very daunting. I was scared to death, actually. It was an entirely New York exam, as I mentioned. We had a lot of essays on various elaborate points of New York law, and you really had to study and know it. But I was successful on the first go around, and I think that future law students would really benefit from a bar exam that's been updated, but But one of the things that I wanted to mention is that during the pandemic, one of the reasons why people in the some of the law graduates in New York didn't want to take the remote exam was they thought it was silly, basically, because they're saying, you're not testing us on New York law. Why do we have to take this test? You're making us take a test under an untried test in a pandemic environment, which doesn't test us on our ability to practice in New York.
Well, we've been speaking with Alan Shankman. He is the former presiding justice of the Appellate Division, Second Department, and he served as chair of the State Bar Association's task force examining the state bar exam. Alan, thank you so much for making the time. I really appreciate it.
This was my great pleasure, David. Thank you very much.
Support for the Capitol Press Room is provided by New York State United Teachers, a union of professionals in education, human services, and healthcare.
Join us again for Capitol Press Room, a production of WCNY Connected, Syracuse.